Okay, are we ready? Okay, we're ready. Call order council meeting for June 11th.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Can we have roll call? Here.
Here.
Mr. Gross?
Here.
Mr. Ramalett?
Here.
Ms. Rose?
Here.
Mr. Caldwell?
Here.
Here. Adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to approve the agenda as presented.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Westfall?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Gross?
Yes.
Mr. Ramalett?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell?
Yes.
And the agenda is approved by vote of 7-0. Need approval of minutes from May 29th.
Motion to approve the May 29th minutes.
Second. Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to approve the minutes as presented.
President Brown?
Yes.
Vice President Westfall?
Yes.
Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Gross?
Yes.
Mr. Ramalett?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, those are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, how about committee chair reports? Move on to report of city officers.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Sunny Pink Staff, Fire Chief, Vincent's Fire Department, and City Council, sorry. What I would like to have your blessing or approval on is to follow what you had originally approved for the Vincennes Police Department on their lateral hiring process. And we're, the sheet that I gave you earlier is take that wording and change it to fit our application and take police officer out, put in firefighter, but allow us to do that lateral hiring also. I have spoke with the, I did speak before the Board of Works prior to this meeting, got unanimous approval, but I, with it being a money matter, it's something that I would like to have. I'm asking for the council's blessing and adding it to the ordinance. Mr. Rolly, can we do just add that to the police department's ordinance, or will it need to be a
separate? The salary ordinance.
Okay.
We put it for the police department. They ran by the merit commission and tried to help them fund that. But the ordinance would approve that as far as your ordinance as well.
And what this will do, it will save money as far as we hire a laterally hire a firefighter who has already been through PERF, we will save in money and time, which is always of an essence for us. So I'm just asking your blessings, and I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this. I do apologize for springing this on you at such a short notice.
Can you say that a negligible budgetary impact?
I would say when it comes right down to it, when you factor in the time and the cost of the per physical, that we come out ahead, not including experience that we will be gaining, you know, if we do hire firefighter laterally from another department. And by doing so, they will not, say they've got 5 years on, example, have 5 years on at a different department. we hire men laterally. That does not mean that they come on this job with seniority of 5 years and everybody that's got less than 5 years, you know, they come on, they'll be, just like our unit numbers go, you know, our next one will be 300. If they're that person, it'll be 300. But it just has to deal with vacation and pay. And longevity, of course.
Now, this was very beneficial for our police department chief. Didn't it help us and make us more competitive?
We're going to be putting our first on, we hope, the first part of July, and it's a lateral from Vincent University. We've already been through the academy. It's even better because since they're from the university, they hear our traffic on the radio, and they know kind of how we roll and what our things are. So it'll just be a matter of bringing that person on, doing a field training to teach them our computer system, and we can get them out and rolling.
I see nothing but benefits with it.
I agree.
Thank you.
So are you going to bring this back in ordinance then, and then we'll approve that? Is that what we're asked to do?
If I can, is there any way that I can put it into, because I would like to get the cover letter of the hiring process started. I don't know. I'm asking.
We're not hearing any objections. I think that should be adopted as an ordinance. So I think you could probably.
The party could do a resolution. I know you love that.
Okay.
We do it in one reading next meeting.
All right. He will prepare a resolution and bring it back to our next meeting.
We'll waive your rules and do a vote.
If you think a resolution is fine, then we do it that way. We could.
It's legally equivalent.
Then we can do it at the next meeting.
2 weeks.
Yeah. You're not getting any objections now, so I would think you'd be safe to say.
Is it late? Would it be okay if I did the cover letter like we always do, the advertisement that we give to the media and stuff, and send that to each one of you to look at to see if that's okay? Is that?
Yeah, we'll tell you with that letter, and then you get the name, we'll cobble together.
I might draw this a lot anyway, so.
You are my own.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chief.
Any other reports from city officers? And then we'll move to old business. First up is Ordinance 6, 2018, an ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance. Your first reading was May 14th.
Motion for second reading on Ordinance 6, 2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall for second reading of Ordinance 6, 2018.
Ordinance 6, 2018, ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance between sections 1, 2, 3, to clean up the zoning front of C2 and I2.
Discussion.
This went to area plan at a public meeting last week. It was passed without objection by area plan. Should have received that transmittal notice. Again, this is concerning the property at 1 Executive Boulevard, which is the fast break. Asking that the entire parcel be zoned C2. It was cut in half, I2 and C2. So we're asking to be passed on second and third reading.
Just cleaning up the zoning map.
Correct. And it had to do, I think, when the highway ran through the property. That's where the
cut. And again, it had a favorable approval from that area.
Correct.
Any questions?
Question.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Saunders?
Yes.
Mr. Westphal?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr.
Rowley? Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 6, 2018 passes by vote 7-3.
Motion for third reading on Ordinance 6, 2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Kemper. Second by Vice President Westfall for third and final reading of Ordinance 6, 2018.
Ordinance 6/2018, ordinance adopting amendments, Knox County zoning, section 1203, first and I2, C2 to the Harris Block.
Discussion.
Call the question.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Ratliff?
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 6/2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next up is ordinance 8/2018, amending ordinance number 2980, the landscape ordinance. Your first reading was May 29.
Mr. Mayor, I would ask that ordinance 8/2018, remain tabled, we're still looking through some issues with the administration of the ordinance. We'll hopefully be ready by our meeting, but
Last good, we can just leave the table. We will move on to new business. First up is Jackie with Vincent's Housing Authority. We also have Linda and Tim and Karen and everybody.
All four's here. Great on you.
My name's Tim Thompson. I'm the, have the pleasure to serve as the chairman of Vincent's Housing Authority. And this is Linda Frederick. She's our director, keeps us all in line, Housing Authority. With me, I have the entire board of directors here tonight. Mrs. Walker, Mrs. Eads, Mrs. Nowowski, Reverend Moore, Mrs. Tolliver, and Becky Bush. It's nice to have them with us. Oh, and Bill McGavick, he's the new maintenance director, is also with us. First of all, I'd like to thank Mary Oakman's office staff, the city council, Bryce Anderson, and the city employees, and the Vincent's Fire Department and Police Department for all they do for our city. Linda and I are here today to present the city with a check for the amount of $51,965 for our annual payment in lieu of taxes. The Vincent's Housing Authority has paid the city in lieu of taxes since 1976, with a total of $1,066,778. This year, we are able to pay the full amount, even with some subsidy cuts. We are part of this community, and we support our community in any way we can. We want to say thank you for all you do for our city.
And I'm going to request that we put this money in the Board of Works for buildings and structures for some city buildings that we need work on, in particular Station 2. So, if nobody calls it back, that's for sharing. Next is, again, thank you very much.
We don't have any more money, we're leaving.
Not serving food or nothing, so. Thank you.
Okay, next up, ordinance 9/2018, ordinance authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation of funds from 245 rainy day to 517 Pantheon project in amount of $617,500.
Motion to read ordinance 9/2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 9/2018.
Ordinance 9/2018, in order to the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds and additional appropriation funds of fund sections 1 and 2, additional appropriation of fund 0517,500, which is appropriated in this all fund at once with the bill coming in.
Discussion.
So we're appropriating all at once, so when bills come in, is it going to be similar, like, I know we were like Second Street when we saw bills come in and things like that. Is that how it's going to be?
I would think so. I would. The board is going to advertise a meeting, I think, for next week.
June 18th.
For their first meeting on this on the project. This is the city portion. If you remember, I gave you a paper last meeting from our council. Council recommended we take this money from rainy day, as well as 35% of this cost from RDC.
And it was beneficial to take it from the
right,
actually
right.
Help us out.
reduce that down to where our shortfall appeals will get denied in this letter.
And as president, I'd like to sit on that board, but have the option to allow the other members to attend a meeting as well and be voting members. Because you see that being a problem?
Yes, because it's a five-member board.
That would be a problem. I don't think you can have an ad hoc board member that would be either rotating, or sometimes you have one vote, sometimes the city would have five votes.
But they are public meetings, right?
Yeah, everybody's right.
It's just we need to have ad hoc.
Right.
Yeah, part of the trying to get this thing put together has to do with trying to have some quality of representation, so wouldn't have a tie vote, and one of the things wouldn't control the interest of the board decision.
Right. Let's do the ordinance 9/2018. Any other discussion on that?
Other than to say that I think it speaks very well for this community to be such a diverse group of entities that are supporting this, that set forward a lot of business people and put their own dollars behind it as well, the operating aspect. I think it's just going to be a great project for the community, so I'm glad to see it reach this point.
Any other discussion, comments?
Yeah, if the county would, something would fall through, that this is not like a sin to pull them out, right?
Right. Right. We'll have to come up. And I don't see that happening, but if for some reason the county didn't come through, we'd have to look at other options to move forward. Any other? Call for questions.
Mr. Chatty?
Yes.
Mr. Revlon?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Brill?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 9/2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is ordinance 10/2018, ordinance establishing a fund for the Pantheon Business Theater project. Motion
to read ordinance 10/2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 10/2018.
This is ordinance 10/2018, ordinance of the County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, establishing a fund for Vincennes Board of Work and Public Safety for Pantheon Business Theater Project, Section 1 and 2, and this is actually created for the good old 5.7 Pantheon Business Theater Project.
Discussion.
Question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Revlon?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
And first reading of ordinance 10/2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 15/2018, a resolution authorizing transfer of funds from edit grant city match to historic preservation grant city match in an amount of $24,500.
Motion to approve for first reading for resolution 15/2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall, to read and approve resolution 15/2018.
Resolution 15/2018, a resolution of the County Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds, section 1, transfer edit grant city match for historic preservation, $24,500.
And under discussion, if you remember when we did the budgets last year, we put $100,000 back for grant matches. And this is what we're getting the money from. When we put that in the budget, you couldn't list the grants because you wouldn't know what they were. So this is the police department grant we're working on, so that's what we're doing. Any other discussion?
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Ravelet?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Yes.
And resolution 15-2018 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is resolution 16-2018, resolution approving certain matters in connection with the sale of Bottom Ridge Apartment Complex.
Motion to approve resolution 16-2018.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to read and approve resolution 16-2018.
Resolution 16-2018, the resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, approving certain matters in connection with the sale of the Bottom Ridge Apartment Complex, sections 1 and 2. The city linked its bonding authority to the original owner of this apartment complex, and when they transfer it, they're committed to make sure that the city council has done due diligence with respect to the new owners. I think we previously provided from the seller and buyer's council the findings that they're going to be solvent and occurring the payment.
Discussion.
Do we not do the new owner's part?
That is Maple Park Holdings LLC.
Yeah. Any other discussion? Call for question.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Ravelet?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, resolution 16-2018 passes. Next is claims.
Motion to approve the claims in the amount of $836,602.15.
Second.
The motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Westfall to approve claims in an amount of $836,602.15.
Call for question.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Ravelet?
Yes.
Mr. Patton?
Yes.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Westfall?
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Miscellaneous, first up is food trucks. Councilman Grove.
I've been talking to a few of the food truck owners in town. They've posed an interest to have something downtown, and we kind of came up with a food trucks on the square night, maybe every other Wednesday or something like that, and just looking at options and seeing what we can do. I know there are a couple, maybe one of them here, two of them here. Very regulated. They're Board of Health that inspects them regularly. They pay taxes just like everybody else, and I think we need to get behind them. It'd be a good way to bring people downtown and give them some options on where to eat.
Do we want to look at a ordinance? Like, no, I mean, you could see how they operate or start there.
Yeah, I'm saying the square that we're talking about.
Like Patrick Henry Square.
Oh, you got to be careful with Patrick Henry, because there was a vendor in the town previously, and if that's you got to stay off the federal property. So you got to be careful with Patrick Henry. He had just a hot dog stand, and they had him in a movie. So you got to be careful where you're at.
Well, the street.
I wouldn't mind
the
opening up.
Are actually not city. Federal. They right. are city. Right. So if they stay in the streets, we may have to contact Fort Rogers Park, you know, the National Monument people to hook in up there. Dan was just saying that they may be
electricity.
Federal.
Regardless, I think we need to work with the National Parks.
Just, yeah.
But I'd also like to see something like this maybe held on the Riverwalk.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great.
We could pick those. Bars down and open that up for
So we can.
But we need to probably get an ordinance that governs where they can go and can't go.
Okay.
So. Anything else?
Mr. Mayor, during the governing board of the Pantheon project, there's going to be a meeting soon. I would move that Scott Brown be appointed council representative on that.
Motion by President, or by Councilman Chapman, sent by Councilwoman Rose to appoint President Brown to the Pantheon board. Discussion.
Question.
Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Grove?
Yes.
Mr. Rowlett?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Westphal?
Yes.
Did you get everybody on the list?
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
President Brown has appointed that board by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing else on this?
Mr. Mayor, we talked a little bit about Station 2. Where are we standing with?
Right now, the hole's fixed. We've got to look at, we've got a bid on tap pointing and sealing outside where we had some water problems. And then we're looking at the kitchen, repairing the floor, redoing the floor and cabinets. And then we'll go from there. Probably have to look at windows and this. And look at the addition of a bay or.
Not a bay?
Yeah. This money's not going to do it.
Well, I know that, but I mean.
But this will be a start.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus, I think we've got another station that possibly needs a roof. So, anyway.
You're all getting to be that age.
So.
Unfortunately.
Anything else? If not, we're just in the motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.